Cheeseman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. This is the song you just did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the message.
You didn't know it?
I didn't, not just by the lyrics, but I definitely recognize this music. This is
Grandmaster Flash.
Common.
It's, you know, a very popular song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down with it. It's got a good groove. Like, I could see me, like, you know, with some beats on, just walking to the beat, ironically, with my beats. I mean, it's not
walking
like...
Walking to the beat.
Yeah. I mean, not like the opening scene, John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever, that kind of beat. Although, I would look very cool doing that as well.
You know what? In that movie, Saturday Night Fever, there's that one scene early on when he's in the club in Brooklyn. And that one young girl comes after him and goes, "Tony, can I wipe the sweat off your brow?" Every time I see it, I want to puke. It's just like...
There's some cheesy stuff.
Oh, God.
It was the 70s, right?
It was the 70s. Oh, everybody was on cocaine. Nobody knew what they were saying.
I love it.
Was that the 70s or was that the 80s when everybody was on cocaine?
More in the 80s.
Yeah, 80s was the era of cocaine.
What were they on in the 70s? Because that was a big drug. That was a big drug decade, too.
Yeah. Well, that was that middle ground between the 60s and 80s. People were just trying stuff in the 70s.
But Saturday Night Fever wasn't...
In the 70s, everybody was having sex with everybody.
Everybody.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So... They were stoned in the 60s. Everybody was having sex in the
70s.
Cocaine big in the 80s.
Right.
AIDS 90s. Was prevailing. Everything was going on.
And what was 90s then? What would we...
I think we started backing up in the 90s.
Started heading towards...
alcohol.
Well, no.
Steroids.
Well, that. what do you call it? Heroin and crystal meth
heroin's
started to make
more
its
a
way.
Now-ish thing.
That's, yeah.
Heroin's
yeah.
a big problem now.
That's a current.
I could
day.
Never be a drug addict. Or I know I would pass out.
I don't
out
like
from
needles.
A, from a needle. I pass out.
I don't like
I
it.
Can watch the grossest things on TV. I don't like seeing dislocations or legs snapped in half of that kind of stuff. But I can watch. I think I'm pretty good with my stomach as far as, you know, watching gross stuff in movies, whatever. Man, I don't care what it is. I see someone getting saline solution. I can't watch it. I can't
oh, there
watch
we go.
It.
70s was LSD and acid.
Oh.
Not somewhat.
No,
but Saturday Night Fever didn't have a lot of drug stuff. It was more alcohol and the dance thing. There wasn't a lot of drug scene, so to speak, in that movie.
Maybe cocaine had two solid good decades
it
in
had
the 70s and 80s.
It had a stint.
I mean, Saturday Night Live, they were all on coke during those shows with Chevy Chase and those guys back
Bill,
in the day.
Bill Cosby, you know, when he was Bill and was funny and everything else, and that stand-up he did.
Ooh, 90s was the pain pill era.
But Bill had a great the stand-up from Toronto that he did that made him famous and that made put the Cosby Show, that was all based on that stand-up in Toronto. And he said to a fellow, he's like, well, what is it about cocaine that makes it so wonderful? And he's like, oh, it intensifies your personality. And he goes, yeah, well, what if you're an a-hole?
No doubt. A lot of ecstasy checking in.
Quaaludes.
Well, yeah. It's not of my world, so I'm not sure.
Me neither. I just...
Oh, yeah, ludes.
I can't say I wasn't offered it at one point or another. I just never... It was not my thing. Nope.
I had a very naive and sheltered life. Never saw any
I never
of that.
Drank till I was 18 years old, really. I was not one of those that drank in junior high or high school or that kind of thing. Different story after graduation.
Wow. To this day, I've never seen cocaine. Never. I haven't.
Lucky you.
I wasn't even offered marijuana until an adult, and I was in Amsterdam.
Oh,
one
God, I got offered marijuana.
Guy offered me some brownies.
Seventh grade. But no, not my me. Thing. Wasn't not my me. Thing.
Did you give the stock line?
What?
Just say no.
Just say no?
Nancy Reagan.
I did say no. I walked away. I said, well, I was polite. I said, no, thank you, Mr. Druggie. I'm
Mr.
good.
Mr. Druggie.
I'm good.
I'm sure that went over well.
Now, is this when you were broadcasting European football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
NFL
probably a
Europe,
good call.
I had a couple stays in Amsterdam. And
it's one city I would love to go to, but probably should never go to.
Well, it's sectioned off. Like, you could do a lot of Amsterdam and enjoy it without
but
the
Craig,
red light. The red light district is much smaller now.
I know myself.
You're not coming back.
I'd find myself in that district.
You'd be in jail.
I know myself.
You would.
I know me too well.
I'd have to try that district myself.
It's why I only go to Vegas for bachelor parties.
I was very intimidated walking through the red light district. Girls are very aggressive behind the glass doors.
I know. It's awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It gets your attention.
Yes, it does. From what I've seen, I haven't been there. I've been to Europe a few times. I've never been there.
They'll be knocking at the door, scowling at you. If you keep on walking, then they'll flip you off. It's like, well, I just want to go home.
Well, it's impolite not to look.
I guess. It's bizarre.
It's like when you walk by a stand at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Everyone, you got to grab the orange, feel the orange,
yeah.
Then you put the orange back.
Right.
Same thing in the red light district.
It's like, here are my melons.
Yeah, but there's a glass. You're not touching anything.
No.
Maybe. No. Yeah, that's one place I would. Anyway, it's Sports Center.
Time now for a Sports Center rundown and the most awkward segue of the day. Here's Chris.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, nothing new happening. Melo going to make his debut for the Trailblazers tonight against the Pelicans. He's going to wear 00. There you go.
Damian Lillard with 0.
Antonio Brown apologized to Robert Kraft on Instagram today and to the entire Patriots organization. Rob Gronkowski not going to play football this year. And the Dolphins have waived running back Mark Walton after he was arrested this morning on a charge of aggravated battery of a pregnant woman. Good move, Dolphins.
D-bag. Yeah, that's
just.
And look, man, I mean, I'm going to talk about Mark Walton, the football player, right now. He was doing okay as the running back for the Miami Dolphins.
I thought when he was with the Canes, he was going to be a stud.
He's continued to just get in the way of his own success. That's been his problem.
Should never play again.
You're right.
Probably will.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
No.
And I know people are going to text in Kareem Hunt. There's a skill set there with Kareem Hunt that Mark Walton doesn't possess yet.
All right. I got you. All right. Did you have a fun fact stat for me?
Yeah, this is really interesting.
Is it a list?
I don't know. I don't think this is a list.
Okay, no list.
It's not a list. It's more of a stat, an observation, if you will. So Chargers QB Philip Rivers ended his team's Week 11 loss to the Chiefs with his fourth interception of the night.
Yep.
That gave the NFL a quartet of quarterbacks who threw four picks each. The first time that has happened, to take a guess, the last time that's happened.
Ooh.
From a Thursday night formation to Monday night.
Wow. A quartet of four interceptions. Yeah. So I don't know.
Four quarterbacks.
Jameis,
four interceptions.
Rivers,
man, I mean,
Kyle
Allen.
Well, no.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think. Just jogging my memory.
Yeah.
So who was the fourth one this past
Mason
week?
Rudolph.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph. Rivers. Okay. Winston. Those four.
Yeah.
When's the last time that happened?
Was it like a long time ago or did it happen recently? Can you give me a hint?
Define long time ago.
Like 20 years ago? More than that?
More than that.
Okay.
But they're...
I'll go 1996, and I don't know why.
I'm going to go to the 70s, early 70s, and I'm going to say Bradshaw was one of them.
I will say you are somewhere in between what Chris said and what Craig said.
88.
You said the 80s, I said
no,
the early
I said
70s.
96.
So between the Quaalude era and the cocaine era,
yes.
Somewhere in between, we had guys throwing interceptions.
Four guys threw four picks, just like Rivers, Rudolph, Winston, and Allen. This happened in week 16 of this blank season, of this season.
All right, so early 80s?
Yeah. I'll give it to you. 1983.
Was Marino one?
That weekend. Broncos quarterback.
Drafted in 84?
No.
No, it was 83.
Yeah. That weekend, Broncos quarterback John Elway.
Yeah.
Washington quarterback Joe Theismann.
Ooh.
Eagles quarterback Ron Jaworski.
Jaws.
And my favorite of all, one of my favorites, Packers QB Lynn Dickey. Each threw four picks.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Lynn Dickey does not belong in that list, but he's on it.
He earned his way onto that
list.
He did.
And 1 year earlier, it happened again with five quarterbacks throwing at least four picks, and that essentially was week seven of the strike-shortened season. That was
1983.
That was Theismann, Plunkett, Bradshaw, 82. Jim Zorn, and Archie Manning was quarterback in the
Oilers. I guess Bradshaw on one, but Theismann made both lists.
Yeah.
Theismann was throwing a lot of picks.
And Theismann's team went to the Super Bowl.
Compiler.
Yeah.
Probably why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
That's amazing.
He's not in the Hall of Fame?
Surprisingly, he's not.
Really? No. That's That surprises
He's
me.
He's in the Hall of the Very Good, and he had some big – he won a Super Bowl.
Yep, got to another one, lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, to that, Craig, that's a very smart thing that you just said. And our Twin Peaks Twitter poll today, at 99.3 ESPN Radio, which one of the guys is the smartest?
Yeah.
Over 100 votes. Pete coming in with 53%.
That's been studied.
Nice. I have 27%. Craig's got 20%.
Yeah.
Only one in five out there think I'm the smartest one here. Unbelievable.
Nah, not really.
You know, I'm borderline genius.
With what?
IQ of 100 and...
Are you?
Yeah.
150? What's your IQ?
Have you ever taken a Wonderlick?
Oh, the one we passed.
The radio, like, yeah, we got a hold some questions one day and did a Wonderlick. Yeah. Nailed it.
It's not that difficult. Sometimes you get, for the math questions, a few of them.
Down there with Vince Young?
No.
We get like a 7?
I was in the 20s.
He didn't know the 6th month of the year was June.
I know he didn't.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
He had a tough time.
Yeah.
Is this poor Chris in the Cape that's going to tell me how Michigan's going to beat Indiana this weekend? Or
yeah, it's that guy.
Does he want to talk about beating Indiana, or has he got bigger fish to fry?
Like, I don't know. He just said, I said, do you want to talk about Michigan?
Okay.
He started laughing and said, of course.
Nothing wrong with that.
Chris in the Cape, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Chris.
Chris.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Very good. How about you?
Pretty good. So,
you scared this week?
I was kind of curious on your take on Michigan. I understand that there's no playoffs or any Big Ten championships coming, but after that dominating win versus Michigan State, we have a good matchup versus Indiana this weekend on the road, which sets up the big game at the end in the Big House. Now, what do you guys think so far, as you've seen for the last second half of the season, do you think Michigan can keep in, I don't want to say beat Ohio State. I mean, yes, I want them to beat Ohio State, and that's my super fan feeling, but do you think they can keep competitive with Ohio State if they make it by Indiana?
Well, I want to see how Penn State plays this game this week, too, because I think they're going to play Ohio State tough, at least for a little bit. And Ohio State's favored by 18. This is a really good Penn State team. And had they not had, just came into a really emotional place in Minnesota a couple weeks ago, there's no way that line is 18. No way. In my opinion, so I think not that it's a blueprint for Michigan to follow. If Penn State can just somewhat contain Ohio State, but I think it's gonna be interesting. I guarantee you, Harbaugh and every Michigan fan is gonna be glued to that game, right?
Well, I guess my thing is that Patterson is yet to lose in Michigan. I know that he's only been there for 2 years, but he's still undefeated in the Big House. Ohio State does come to Michigan this year. The team is starting to come. I wish they'd play like this all year and we would have like a 1-2 matchup going into the final game of the season, in my opinion, if Michigan was undefeated, but if they're not. But if they play like they have in the second half of the season, do you believe, honestly, as a sports writer, that they can keep competitive with Ohio State
in the
way they've been playing?
Well, I don't write. I can barely read. But I will say I think it will be competitive. I think it will be competitive.
Are you overlooking Indiana? I'm curious.
No, I'm not overlooking Indiana.
I am.
I think the Indiana game is going to be a great game. And the way Michigan is playing right now, and the way that Harbaugh has his team focused, I don't think he's overlooking any game. I think he's got them playing with the way they should have been playing all year. Finally, which is what we all expected anyway. But I think these last two games for Michigan, it's their college football playoff. I mean, you beat Indiana, and then you've got the game. Like, you have two potentially top 10 ready teams going into the final week of the season if Michigan gets up that far. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm excited. I think they've been playing great the last few weeks. They're blowout wins. They're beating everybody they need to beat. And I think a game at a time, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's going to be a guarantee you because Michigan plays at 3:30. Ohio State and Penn State play at noon. So that game, there's no doubt that game is going to be on in that locker room. And they're going to be playing. I think they'll be paying close attention on the side.
I'm not hearing a lot of game at a time. I'm hearing, let's skip Indiana. We got Ohio State coming up next. It's dangerous.
It's also Chris in the Cape, not the.
But it is dangerous. If Michigan
not the team
that,
saying
that. Even though it's even at Indiana, if Michigan were that much better. Like, I thought Michigan was going to be favored by, like, 17. They're only favored by 8.5. That's a red alert. I mean, they better be careful because Michigan has played them. Indiana's played them tough.
They were plus 14 at Penn State and lost by 7.
Mm-hmm. I do think that Michigan, since the second half of the Penn State game, has looked good.
Turn the corner, so to speak.
Probably the best that they've looked under Harbaugh. I just I don't know what to put into a 45-14 win against Notre Dame in really crappy weather.
And Brian Kelly just having the most vanilla, and I know it was pouring crappy weather, but it was just an awful play.
You know,
Maryland,
beating Maryland by 31 points,
that means nothing.
I don't know what that means.
It means nothing.
Okay, 34 points against Michigan State. Like, that's good. That's what you should be doing.
Michigan State's a train wreck right now.
I'm aware of that, but that's what Michigan should be doing.
Yeah.
Like, that was the whole issue leading up to the Penn State or to the to the Penn State game.
The Wisconsin game was such an embarrassment.
What was leading up to the Penn State game was this team isn't anywhere close to what they thought we were going to be. They're at least looking like the team against poor subpar opponents. Mm-hmm. They're looking like a good football team. But I thought that they were a good football team last year going into the Ohio State game.
Yeah, gave up a 70 burger.
63.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah, it was awful.
So I don't know, man. I'm
239 says whoever just said Michigan has a path to the playoff could probably offer some insight on the earlier conversation about drugs because he's clearly. I don't think he said he had passed the playoff.
No,
he's talking about
paying
playoff caliber teams. Not that Michigan was a playoff team.
I'm going to have to see it with Michigan. I'm going to have to see it to believe it.
I mean, I know we're going to do our picks on, but I mean, 18 points to me is a lot of points. Think about this. They lose a heartbreaker, Penn State does, against Minnesota, a tough team that I thought would be a close game, and I get all that. But they barely lost, and had they won that game, and if it was by a point, what do you think the line would be? It wouldn't be 18.
No.
What would it be, 7.5,
No, because
eight?
This would be one against or two against three in the college football playoff.
Yeah, this would be six.
It'd be a single-digit game. Yeah, it'd be a single-digit line.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I don't see a big 20-point-plus win by Ohio State. And I shouldn't expect – and nor, like I said earlier to the caller, nor would it take any respect I have away from Ohio State if they won by 14. That's a good win against a really good opponent.
Right.
Division at all. I don't care about the sexiness of wins and games like that.
You know, 30,
if they won by a point, I'd feel the same way.
34-20, yeah. That's a hell – you're not going to cover the spread, but still, that's a great
– Nothing wrong with
great
that.
Great showing.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I just think that's – to me, that's way too many points right now. You know, if I'm, you know, and things may change, but I'm definitely leaning towards Penn State in the 18.
We got on the big board Penn State, Ohio State. We got Texas, Baylor, because Texas is back. They've lost four. Got that Michigan, Indiana game, and then four NFL games this weekend. Chris, when are you going to submit your picks, being that you are not going to be here the rest of the week?
Crickets.
I hadn't thought that far.
You know what? Don't bother if you don't want to.
I might just roll with Rick's picks this week.
Well, I was just going to say you can go 0-7 and take the forfeiture and just eliminate yourself for the rest of the year. And it'll be
why would I do that? That's why you're last on the poll today, Craig. Throw out those ideas.
I'm stunned I'm last on today's poll. Stunned.
You know, I am too. I thought for sure when I put this thing up, I'm coming in dead last, which is still probably going to happen. Yeah, you've closed the gap on me. I've only got 7% on you now, 26-19, but still.
Well, we're asking our listeners who they think is the smartest of the three of us. We got into some discussion early on, and I'm bringing up the rear, which is just unfathomable. And if I'm going to use a word like unfathomable, you know I have to be smart.
Probably not using it correctly.
Oh, man. 49-17 Buckeyes sandwich bet. No, I'm not going to do
wait, that. Wait, wait. Is the
32?
Sandwich bet, if the final score is anything other than 49-17, do I win?
I'll take that. Yeah.
I will take that sandwich bet.
I'll take that.
Kevin says Brian Kelly.
I'll give you 2-1 odds on it.
Yeah,
how about that?
Me too. Kevin says Brian Kelly's a play call for Notre Dame. I understand. But he's still the head coach. It was a lousy game plan in the rain. Sorry. It was a lousy. He still has the final say. He could overrule his OC.
Yeah, Taggart wasn't the offense. It didn't call the plays for Florida State, but he got the axe, not Kendall Bryant.
Yeah, he's not calling anything right now. He's calling Uber Eats right
Dumpster
now from
fire.
His house.
Guest text picker in Chris's place this week. Nope, that's going to go to Rick. Rick Church, right?
I think Chris should mail in his own picks from afar. He knows what the odds are and the point spreads by the time Friday gets here.
I might go Craig Sheeman route here and just say, okay, I think Ohio State's going to cover, so I'll go Penn State this week.
Oh, you're going opposite?
Maybe Oppo picks.
I mean, you are 8 games below 500. You do have to make up a little bit of ground somehow.
A little bit. But again, we've got our Pigskin Picktacular next Wednesday at 4 o'clock where we will pick 1,227 games against the spread.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Steak and chops. Chris peeing in the pools factored into my poll answer.
That's smart or not smart.
Was that in the positive list or the negative?
Well, here's my man Wig says, Craig, they don't think you're smart because you spaz out sometimes.
Not true.
Sometimes.
No.
Have you ever noticed that smart people, when they're around other people that aren't as smart as them, they get very impatient? That's how I am a lot.
Jingle bells. I don't know if I'll find this perverse. I'm offended. Or you're dead on. Okay. Jingle bell says you want to fund Mandalorian theory. Darth Vader. I don't know. What does number 25 mean? Darth Vader basically shows Palpatine used the Force to impregnate Anakin's mom. Did he make a dark side Yoda?
Oh,
dark side Yoda. Or sorry. Yoda dark side. He says everything backwards.
Good job, Craig.
Nice. See, only a smart person could.
Only you would come up with it that quick. I probably could have gotten there. It just might have taken a few more minutes.
Errol and Mike, sports smart Pete, overall smart Craig. Challenge.
What would you rather be? The smartest sports guy or overall smart? I'd rather be overall smart.
I'd rather be sports smart.
First of all,
there's a lot of people that are smart.
For Craig and I to be in this business over 30 years already proves how stupid we are.
There could be some truth to that. All right, we'll go update the polls in just a little bit. Don't forget, on Sunday, we've got Bucks and Falcons, the rejuvenated Falcons, at noontime, 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by Towboat US and 888-SEAN-KING. Don't forget, we're playing poker tonight at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound track up at Bonita Beach Road. 7 o'clock, come on by.
Boom.
Buy your way in till 8. And
I'm in my championship gray tonight. Just to warn you.
Your championship gray.
My championship gray.
I'm wearing my red ESPN shirt. You went gray just to break a bad streak.
Bad streak of 4 months not being at the final table.
Yeah. How about that? Superstitious Pete. All right, very good. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Tonight, poker night out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track. Come see us at 7 o'clock. $100 bounties if you knock us out. We do that the third Tuesday every month. Coming up later on this hour, Wikipedia. Today's topic will be action movies.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. Also, our Twin Peaks Twitter poll is up. We asked you guys to rank who you thought was the smartest of us three. I am appalled and shocked that I am in last place so far. And I have some texts I want to share, maybe an explanation on the text line. Let's see. 59 Cent Mad Dog 2020 is asking, are we talking normal Craig or hot take Craig?
Hot take Craig is turning into normal Craig.
Yeah, kind of is.
Overruled says the 5 o'clock hours really set you back, Craig. Metric system texting, and Craig is the smartest in all topics not involving sports, actresses, or alcohol. Let's see here. Program director with a note. Because
he hasn't texted in a while.
No, he hasn't.
Because you're wearing gray and I'm wearing red on our ESPN shirts to poker tonight. He says, hope you both lose tonight since you're wearing gray and red. Go blue.
We don't have blue ESPN shirts. We have another black one.
No.
Well, it doesn't really go with the color schemes.
Yeah.
No. I've just.
We could do a blue shirt.
Could.
It just never crossed my mind. Like, I want to, you know, we don't have a black one right now.
Oh, we have black ones from golf. The golf one was black.
We got black ones from the golf.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We do. So we have black, red, gray, and white now. So now we can start going and expanding the palette.
I never got a white one. It was BP.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Mm.
That's right. Your nips show through that one.
I got an extra. Not mine.
Craig's troll says, Craig is nerdy smart. Chris is a millennial geek. And Pete is in his own world. Smart ass piece of work. So he has to go with Pete first, Chris second, Craig third.
Gordick.
Craig's not nerd smart.
No.
It's just the opposite.
No.
Well,
Pete is nerd smart.
Well, sometimes I come. Yeah. And then there's Jason from Naples.
Go Noles.
Yeah, go Noles.
You know what, Jason from Naples?
Standard issue.
One time that's going to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know when. Oh, man. All right. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. You know how.
Oh, this is great from Chaka.
Yeah, what?
Got this off Twitter. The Detroit Tigers had a 47-114 record. Red Wings 7-12-3 this year. Lions 3-6-1 this year. And the Pistons are 4-9 of the 12 states with at least one baseball or MLB, NHL, NFL, and NBA team. Michigan is the only one without a single team above 500.
Wow.
And yet I root for them because I'm loyal.
No, that's fair.
I'm not going to bounce around.
Who do we have in this state? Oh, we got the Heat and the Lightning that are okay.
Yeah. I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm a lifer. I don't change. I don't bop around. It's not my style.
So. I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
It's great to be a fan.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hence the word fan.
No, but that's fanatic. But it is fantastic to be a fan when your team finally turns that corner and becomes good.
Right.
I was daydreaming about the day the Dolphins get good, yeah. If that happens.
Right.
And how sweet that those victories are going to taste.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what if it never happens?
I know. That's what's. And I've always got the.
You can look at me.
I've always got
the
Lions.
Think that way.
I know.
No, but he can look at me. I'm a perfect example. I used to be Chris's age. Yeah, I used to be a Lions fan at Chris's age, and I figure, oh.
One day.
Surely, before I hit, you know,
well, at least
40
you have
50.
Tigers and Red Wings, even though you're not a Red Wing fan, which is amazing to me.
I've seen the Tigers win the World Series. I've seen them be in several, actually.
You've seen multiple Detroit Pistons runs.
I have. You're right. Good run, then they got bad, then they got good again. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The Red Wings were good once upon a time. I got to see it. I have never seen the Lions good.
You've seen them good.
Good.
Not very good.
Super Bowl contender good.
Seemed to get to an NFC championship game in, what, 91?
91 is the only good season
they
really
had. And they kept it close for the first couple of seconds.
Minutes.
Seconds before Washington destroyed them.
Yeah. So we really.
Was there any hope going into that game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there was. That was an embarrassment.
Yeah. I mean, we had Barry Sanders. I mean, we were rolling. Chris Spielman on defense. Eric Kramer, quarterback. Yeah, we were good. Herman Moore, wide receiver.
Whales covered.
There was a fire at that game.
Yeah.
No, it was a road flare because the crazy Hungarian fans are throwing flares all over the stadium.
Is it in Hungary?
No.
Well, I don't think we should disparage the crazy Hungarian fans until we know who threw the flare.
I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the fact that I did not know this until just now. As it popped up on my Twitter account, on the South Park Twitter. Today is World Toilet Day.
Yes, I see that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I could find out. It might have been today.
But we have so many stories.
Hold on. I'm gonna check right now because I did pull that, but I didn't have the information on it. So if you please bear with me, I know exactly where to go to find out this.
Like, is it true in Australia? Do the toilets flush the opposite way, or is that just a myth?
Everything flows the other way.
No, so that's real. So like the toilets flush counterclockwise in Australia. That can't be true.
Yes.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're on the other side of the equator.
No, it doesn't work like that,
though.
That's
like saying you dig a hole and you end up in China.
No. The water flushes the other way south of the equator. That is a fact.
My wife's been to Australia. Maybe she knows.
What if you're right on the equator?
Then it goes sideways? I don't know.
Look, Aruba is as close to the equator as you can get. Pretty close. and that water doesn't flush backwards.
Well, it wouldn't because it's north of the equator, Pete.
But barely. So does it flush slower the closer to the equator you get versus if you're on the poles?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, in Australia, it flushes the opposite way.
Have you been to Australia?
No, but people have told me it does.
People are talking.
All right, World Toilet Day
is
about more than just toilets. It's about sanitation as a whole.
Boo.
Despite the Coriolis effect, toilets don't flush backwards in Australia or on the other side of the world or in different hemispheres or on one side of the equator. The direction of
Thank
a toilet
you.
Flush has nothing to do with geographic location. It has to do with the shape of the basin. Another reason why you're in last place on the poll.
You kind of put me in my place there, didn't you?
And I'm just going on another page. It says toilets flush backwards in Australia, fact or myth?
Myth. Mythbusters need to get on this.
No.
You know what?
That was a great show.
Flash backwards.
Where is he? Oh, here he is. He texted in. Aussie Mark, our local Australian correspondent, if you will, said true story. There you go.
He says it flows opposite in South America. So you take back your comment.
I take it back.
That's why you're in last place, Craig.
I'm looking at facts. Do toilets flush backward in the Southern Hemisphere? No. Do toilets flush backward in the Northern Hemisphere? No.
Are you going to believe that, or are you going to believe Roaring Buffalo, who's actually lived south of the equator?
I believe what I'm reading here on seven different web pages.
My money is on Roaring Buffalo.
I'm just going by what it says here.
I've always heard it does, and now I have anecdotal evidence from one of our listeners.
Toilets and sinks don't flush backwards in any part of the world. The direction water goes down the drain has to do with the shape of the basin, not what part of the globe you are on. Fact.
Anti-Buckeye Go Blue guy says fact. I've seen it happen.
Look,
it goes opposite.
I'm going to side with the texters over the internet.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
All right, I got video here. Let's see.
I'm going to go down
and
with
Beach Boy says it's magnetic polarity that makes the water swirl the opposite way, which makes sense.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I'm not smart enough to know when I'm wrong.
Hang on. I'm smart enough
or
to know
I'm
right.
No, hold on. I am smart enough to know when I'm wrong.
I'm watching this guy in video.
Here goes.
Let's turn the sound off at least.
We don't need this. This microphone can pick this up.
Need to be sounded.
Oh, it's totally the right way.
Clockwise?
Yes.
He's in America. I'm calling BS. It's not a real.
I'm watching it in Australia right now, live on video. I flush normal.
Who's flushing live?
Like, how do you know that's in Australia? Are they just saying, hey, we're here in Australia? Or are you going and showing them, like.
Yeah, and it's Wednesday night over there, by the way. They're not doing. Nobody's up right now in Australia.
Well, you know, YouTube videos don't have to
he
be
said it
seen
was
live.
He said it was live right now. It's not.
It was.
They flush different ways, guys.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm Chris and I are right. Back.
I'm torn.
Put it on the poll. Does the toilet flush the other way on south of the equator?
There's another guy. Gonna flush the toilet.
How does the blood not rush to all the top of their heads down there?
Now, when I was four, that would have been an interesting conversation to have. Because I wondered the same thing, too. Do you feel upside down?
Oh, I thought the digging a hole, you end up in China thing was real for a very long time.
You have to go through a very hot, thick core.
You can't
first.
Really get there.
But you tried, didn't you? Did you shovel a hole in your backyard? Go to China. China!
239 says it's 6:40 a.m. there on Wednesday.
Hump day in Australia right
okay,
now.
Okay, now one toilet is showing that it flows the other way, but here's the thing. It's this jet stream that comes out of the left side whooshing the water that
way.
Yeah,
so you know what? Maybe maybe it doesn't have to do with
just a normal
hemisphere.
Flush without the
hemisphere?
Jet, you know, blowing, you know.
Southern hemisphere.
Yeah, hemisphere.
Spewing water right to left. Because this clearly is, you know, you're. It's built that way. The jet stream of the water shoots out of the toilet to the right, to left to right, so it's obviously going to go that way. But a normal toilet flush that I've seen on several of these says no.
Snooty Pooch, it clogs when I flush it every time. Yeah, Marilyn Mike says, call a sports pub down there and ask. Hi, you're live on the air. Well, there's not a sports pub open at 6:40 in the
sure
morning.
Sure there are. Somebody's open.
Down Under?
It's time for breakfast.
Having a Foster's.
Oh, they don't drink that over there.
I've never had a Foster's.
Natives don't drink that over there. They'd rather drink Budweiser or another beer.
Coors Light.
Foster's.
Official beer of Australia.
I like Foster's. I drank beer, but. see, what else is there?
Yeah, this is 239. What about the fact that hurricanes, I believe they're called cyclones over there, spin the opposite direction in the other hemisphere? Fact.
Well, you're the one who aced meteorology, not us.
Well,
so.
I aced Northern Hemisphere meteorology, so I can't
Maybe
really.
You should enlighten us on that, huh?
How do we know that to be fact?
About
the cyclones and the tornadoes.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's true.
That one is real.
Because
really?
Things spin that way.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if we can just apply logic that applies to major storms to flushing of a toilet. Because, again, I think you just put the jet on the other side of the bowl, and boom.
That's just it.
Clockwise.
But taking the jet stream aside, if you're just at a normal Australian toilet that doesn't have the jets coming out one way or the other and just flushed, it would go clockwise. Mm. That's everything I've seen on the internet. But I understand people who say they go counterclockwise because some of the toilets have the jet whooshing to the left or right. We'll have it cleared
I
that
think
up.
We've so, accomplished absolutely no, nothing.
No, we've accomplished the fact that, once again...
I've done a 360 on this segment.
I'm a correct.
I'm back with Pete.
Yeah.
Why are you bailing on me?
I'm not bailing on you. I just want to be on the right side for once.
But I think you're wrong.
I just think you're wrong.
It feels better being wrong. On this side.
Speaking of wrong, I'm sure I will be coming up. How about that pivot?
Oh, nice pivot. Thank you for that segue intro.
Wicked smile.
Wikipedia is coming up next. We need caller number 9 to take on Pete Shepard.
Genre today is?
Action movies. Ooh. Everybody can do this one.
I don't know about that, Greg.
No. Is that a dig at me?
No, he's going to come up with some zingers.
You should be able to get most of these.
Okay. So we need caller number 9.
Aussie Mark.
Wikipedia is brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Compete with Pete for a pair of tickets to the Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers Tip-Off Classic. And get yourself qualified for a VIP experience complete with sideline seats, signed basketball, and a behind-the-scenes tour. All you need to do is pick up the phone and dial 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. We'll Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Here we go. Caller number 9 is George. George, welcome. How are you?
Hey, George.
I am good, gentlemen. And you?
Fantastic. Great. Thanks for playing. How old are you, George?
I'm 52.
All right. What do you do for a living?
Landscaping.
And Sweet. Do you have a favorite action movie?
There's so many of them.
All right. Well, we're going to quiz you on all of them right here. All right. First one to 3 correct answers is the winner. We'll start with you, George. First question. S.H.I.E.L.D. brings some of the universe's biggest heroes together to fight off an alien invasion over New York City in what movie?
The Avengers?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See how easy that was? You sound like you hesitated,
nice.
But it's the right, you're the right answer. Nice. Go with it. All right, Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
In what movie does Batman meet his match in Bane?
Dark Knight Rises.
Correct. All right, back to George.
Great movie.
Based on real-life events, Jack falls in love with Rose.
This doesn't fit the action movie.
This isn't
movie.
An action
no,
movie.
No, this doesn't fit the action movie. Whoa. So it's movie
this
trivia.
It's a random movie.
It's kind of an action movie.
At
there's
the
action.
All right.
Jack falls in love with Rose.
Yeah. And before the boat hits an iceberg. In what movie?
You really needed that part?
Just reading the question.
The Titanic?
Yes!
You needed that part? The boat hits the iceberg. Is that really necessary?
I thought it was. It could be more than one movie where a Jack falls in love with Rose.
Oh, sure. Probably a James Bond movie where he goes to the moon.
Could be.
There's a lot of movies where boats hit icebergs. Come on.
Yeah. All right, Pete Shepard. Your chance to stay alive here.
Mm.
Anakin Skywalker.
Yes.
Turns to the dark side and becomes Darth Vader in what Star Wars film?
Please. Revenge of the Sith.
Correct. We have a 2-2 tie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
George,
two
your
He's
chance. You can win it right here.
You can.
You can shut him out right here.
Not shut him
shut
out.
Shut him down. Yeah. All right.
Shut him down.
Katniss Everdeen takes her sister's spot in a multi-district competition where the only way to win is to stay alive.
You don't even have to finish the question. Katniss Everdeen, that's for girl. Hunger Games.
Hunger Games!
Big winner!
George is a winner! Congratulations! All
that's
right,
good job.
That's the way it should be. New York beating Boston.
Yay! I like it.
Hasn't happened much lately.
No, it hasn't.
All right, George, congratulations. Stay on hold. Chris will take care of you here.
Got it.
All right, good job, man.
Pretty good effort.
What else you have?
By the way, I don't know if I'm going to put it on the Craigslist of hatred, but I don't like the Hunger Games. Never did. Don't care for it.
Jennifer Lawrence?
No, it's not that. You know, I had the problem with the visual of children killing other children. I never really, I didn't like the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a
It's dark.
It's too dark for me.
It hits you in the feels.
Well, I remember the first one. I only saw the first two, but when I saw the first one, I remember everybody
in
the theater.
You didn't see the last ones?
No. How many are there? Four or three?
Mockingjay? Well, they did Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2.
I just saw the first two.
Wasn't thrilled about that
I remember
part.
When everybody in front of me stuck their hand up with three fingers like that. I didn't know what they were doing because I didn't read the books. I was like, put your hand out. I can't see.
All right. Other questions?
Sorry, I didn't mean to whistle and make fun of you there, Pete.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's okay. Please do.
I didn't read the book, so it's, you know, I don't read books.
I don't read. What movie follows Harry Potter in his fourth year at Hogwarts and the competition between Hogwarts and two other wizard schools?
Wizarding schools.
It's
probably how
you've written
it.
You said you haven't watched Harry Potter.
I have not seen every Harry Potter movie. I've seen the first two and the last two. I'm a geeky nerd. I should be a Harry Potter person, but I'm not. And I don't know why. I need to go home and rethink my life and maybe just watch them on a rainy day. I don't know. I've heard the titles. I'm sure when you tell me, I'll remember it. But
Goblet of Fire.
Goblin Fire?
Goblet of Fire.
Because it's a competition between Pattinson, actually.
It's not that
It's
not that I dislike them.
The vampire dude is in this one.
But
that's right.
He doesn't twinkle when the light hits him, though, but that's a different movie.
Yeah,
different movie.
Anything else?
Ben Stiller's character becomes the nighttime security guard at the American Museum of Natural History, where he finds out everything and the museum comes alive when the sun goes down. What movie is this?
A Night at the Museum.
Very good movie.
Yeah, very good.
Both of them. Yeah, I think there's a one and a two.
That's not an that. Well, I guess kind of. Yeah, the little toys come to life. And yeah, there's a lot of action in that, actually.
Three.
Is there three?
Could be. I think I've seen them all. I like them.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're very entertaining. In what movie do Bradley Cooper, Quentin Rampage Jackson, and Liam Neeson...
Neeson, sorry.
You're right. That's just an honest mistake.
Yeah.
Team up to remake the 1980 television show where a special military group is on the run from military police for a crime they did not commit.
Love it when a plan comes together.
There you go.
I like the movie.
I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't bad. I liked the show initially, and it got kind of stupid.
Well, it seems like it'd get repetitive. Like it's more of a movie plot than a.
I didn't see the A-Team movie.
It wasn't bad.
Now, the new one?
You would go George Peppard and Mr. T on the TV series all day long, but I never saw the movie.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to text in that it was trash, I could understand why you think that as well.
I thought it was okay.
There was enough comedic relief in there. And
yeah, it wasn't bad.
Not bad.
It's better than I thought it would be. Let's put it that way.
All right. That'll do it. We got the 5 o'clock hour. Plenty of hijink. This is it for Chris for the week.
Off the rails.
It's off the rails.
You know what song we play Friday at 5.
We're not doing that Tuesday at 5.
It's my Friday.
No. Then I'm not coming into work for the next 3 days.
No, that's not the way it works.
Really?
No.
Craig's not coming in.
I have ample sick days that I'm utilizing.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Is that how we're scamming the system?
Yep. I haven't used
neither have I
this year.
Now, Pete's probably in negative arrears.
Use it and lose it.
It's not my fault.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.